Well, they formed 25 years ago at the SMU at SMU campus, right? It's Jacko Pierce, our guest here at KXT. It's your first appearance on KXT, which is pretty cool. And your big 25th anniversary show is tomorrow night at the Windspear, and we're excited about that. But you want to get? We'll talk a little bit, but do you want to get right into a song right now?
Sure. Yeah. Let's do one. Let's do it. This is a tune from Lottie Aldana. We, broke up for 5 years and then got back together almost 10 years ago now, or 10 years ago, and talked about making a record for a long time. And then Jack brought me this idea backstage, and I thought, man, this is cool. It reminded me a lot of a Keith Richards tune, so we worked it up. It's called I Gotta Know.
Very nice. It's Jacko Pierce on 91.7 KXT. The big 25th anniversary show is tomorrow night at the Windspear. And when you guys first started playing at SMU 25 years ago, did you ever think that that you'd make it this far as a band?
Gosh, it's just, Jack and I are theater guys, so we love theaters and love theater spaces. And when the Windspear opened, what was it, a few years ago, I went and took a tour of it and stood on that stage and thought, man, this would be it. This would be a really amazing thing. Not even thinking about 25 years, not even thinking about kind of a culmination. So to stand on that stage at the Windspear, I mean, where Sting has stood, many others have stood that we look up to, it's just such an amazing, opportunity and experience. So we're really excited to take that stage tomorrow.
And so who came up with the idea for this 25th anniversary concert? Because it looks like you invited a lot of your friends. And I mean, it's more than just Jacko Pierce playing, right? I mean, it's a full evening of music.
We have, some folks that we've known, over the past few years and made music with are going to join us on stage. It's going to be a big event. We have a lot of family here. We have a lot of good friends. And we're really going to celebrate the fact that we somehow did make 25 years without killing each other.
I still want to kill him. I want to kill him.
I think that's natural, but acting upon it isn't, you know, of course, because, you know, you mentioned this earlier that, you know, you guys broke up in 2002, and it seems like it's just the natural order of groups. I mean, your priorities change. Of course, you guys don't even live in the same city anymore. So, but then what caused you guys to get back together again a few years after that?
I think there was a moment Carrie came up to New York and we hadn't really talked to each other in about 5 years, let alone play music. And we just sat in my apartment and started playing again, and just kind of had to happen, you know? It just felt right. It was a really cool thing.
Yeah, I think we have a newfound gratitude for the yeah. blessing that it is that we get to play music, that we have that history with each other and our fans, and that when we did go back, you know, in 02 and start playing again at the Gypsy Tea Room, we realized that, you know, hey, people want this, and they're waiting for it, and there's thousands of people at the show, and that was a huge wake-up call for us, because I think we kind of cruised through life somehow getting conditioned to the fact that somehow we earned this or deserved this, and that we were just rock stars and got signed to a major label. And all of a sudden, we kind of realized, whoa, wait a minute, this is a real gift that we've been given and that we are able to give, and fans are waiting for it, you know? So that was a huge wake-up call for us. So we have a new sense of gratitude for each other. You know, I really love what I see in Jack, and I'm a huge fan. So to be able to work on Jack songs, you know, again, and write with him and work with him and sing back up to his songs and work together, it's just like, it's something I never thought we'd get again. So we're really grateful.
Well, and I'm sure you approach it in a different angle now too, because Carrie, you've been working as a producer. You've produced some local artists, and you even produced the new record that came out last year, Everywhere All the Time too.
Yeah. Producing has been just, even all the way back to Jack Ingram was our fraternity brother at SMU a million years ago. And we've stayed in touch and been friends. And I produced his record way back then and been producing ever since. And, a lot of folks know Graham Colton, a kid from Oklahoma City, and, you know, produced his record and worked with a lot of different guys like Chris Tomlin. And you know, Jack mentioned the special guest we have. We also have Matt Scannell from Vertical Horizon is going to come join us. And Evan and Jaron, who are dear friends, they're going to come join us. And Patrice Pike, a lot of y'all remember her from Sister 7 and Little Sister. All these folks have been a big part of our past. And we've toured together a lot and crossed paths. And you know, there's some people that we've come across over the years that have not been very hospitable to Jack O'Pierce. We had to kind of plow through. And all the guests that we're bringing around us are all people that have always believed in us and been with us and supportive of us. So that's really kind of cool, too, to surround ourselves, not with, you know, some bands that maybe, you know, didn't always give JP the love. Not that we always deserve the love. We did not deserve the love, but we've been blessed to be loved. Yeah. And we love you guys.
Well, thank you. Well, the show tomorrow night at the Windspear Opera House. You ready to do another song here?
Yeah, I'm going to tune up a little bit, so you might want to. Cool. I'm back. Hey, this is one of our oldest songs, and somehow, amazingly, one of our most popular songs. It's about a beautiful place up on the Northeast Coast where we go a lot and been going my whole life. Brought me a lot of peace, and we started doing destination shows there on Martha's Vineyard. We're doing one next year, August 16th, and just trying to create a really cool atmosphere in a beautiful place. And so we thought it'd be appropriate to play, since it's 25 years, play one of our most well-known songs for y'all. It's called Vineyard.
Outside of Boston, as I run to find the other sun, and I'm leaving more behind than I care to talk about, just more pain than this heart and hands can use. As this big world's always spinning, all that I thought I was winning, I never thought I'd lose. Great force, it takes me to the ferry, to cross wind and water so contained. And I'm on that ship, my life just seems so very small in comparison to everything around me. But there's this girl over there, she's got mahogany hair, and like she's gonna hurt me. So I decide to add it to my list. She said, she said, won't you stay on the vineyard for the summer? You stay on the vineyard for the year. We'll find a little house down there in Oakland, and our children is all that we hear. Seems now that I should be going. Has that one day turned into 5 or 6? Although I'm loving all the beautiful things she's showing me, I back up and I'm enveloped by the mist. But that girl over there, she's got mahogany hair and the eyes of sweet amethyst. Think that maybe it would be better if I just wrote her a letter. But instead, she grabs me and we kiss. She said, you ain't going nowhere. Stay right here with me. Won't you stay on the vineyard for the summer? Stay on the vineyard for the year. We'll find a little house down there in Oak Bluffs, and our children is all that we stay on the vineyard for the summer. Won't you stay on the vineyard for the year? Find a little house down there in Oak Bluffs, and our children is all that we hear. She said, stay right here with me. Stay.
Very nice. Jacko Pierce, live on 91.7 KXT. Safe to say you're going to play a lot of the songs from the early days tomorrow night at the Windspear?
Oh, yeah. We're doing an acoustic set, then we're going to do a full band set, and we're bringing those special guests on we talked about, and then it's just going to go from there.
Yeah. Well, and I also enjoyed that you kind of reworked Three of Us in a Boat for the last record, Everywhere All the Time. So are you going to do both versions? Or are you gonna
Hey, man, we're going to have to leave that up to chance. I'm not giving up all my goose right now.
Well, I need to
What do you think it's going
to
be? You think it's going to be reggae version or straight up?
You could do a hybrid. You could do both.
Could do a hybrid.
Hybrid.
Possibly.
I think for 25 years, you got to go back to the original.
That's Three of Us in a Prius right there, baby. Come on.
There you go. Updated for the times. All right. Well, it's Jacko Pierce here on KXT, the big 25th anniversary show tomorrow night at the Windspear. We've got all the details at KXT.org. And then what, you've got some destination shows coming up. What are you going to do? What's up on the near horizon?
Well, we're gonna milk this 25-year thing as long as we can. It'll be like 5 years from now. 25! I guess we'll go to 30 years at that point. But we are going to play most major cities come 2014. We'll be hitting all our big cities and really ramping it up. We're just excited. We've written a few new songs and looking towards a new record. We'll be playing a brand new song Saturday night, which kind of chronicles our journey, which is really fun. It's called This Is Our Time, and just talking about how we're going to take it. So we really are viewing this. We have a new label and management with B Music Entertainment and London Broadcasting, and got a whole team behind us. So we're really been given kind of a second wind, and we are going to take it and take advantage of it. And so we've got April 12th. We're doing our first international destination show in San Miguel de Allende. If you've never been, it's the most beautiful town in the world. And then we play Martha's Vineyard August 16th. We do a destination show there as well. And those are really just about bringing people together, food, wine, just an experience of a very small amount of people and just in a beautiful setting. So we're doing all those, and we'll be, who knows, maybe doing something in New Year's Dallas. We don't know yet. We're going to take this time and run with it.
Gotcha. And play more shows. Great. Well, that's great to hear.
But I want to thank you, our fans that are listening, that have been with us for 25 years. I know there's a lot of them out there. So thank you so much. And KXT and all the different forms through KRA and now KXT has been supportive of us. And we love the station. And we're just so grateful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, good luck with the show tomorrow. And we'll have you back in here soon.
Awesome, dude.
Thank you.
It's 91.7 KXT.